This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Bangladesh's International Crimes Tribunal today convicted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina of alleged crimes against humanity and sentenced to death. Concluding a months-long trial, the tribunal found Ms. Hasina guilty on three counts. The charges stem from last year's student-led uprising in July-August, during which prosecutors alleged the then Awami League government violently suppressed protesters. We now go over live to our Dhaka correspondent for more updates. Naval, what are the key points of the verdict involving Sheikh Hasina and what does it mean politically for Bangladesh?
Today in the verdict, the tribunal ordered death sentence for the former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, as well as the former Home Minister of Bangladesh, Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal. The tribunal also ordered to confiscate the properties of Sheikh Hasina and Asaduzzaman in favor of the state. There was a third accused named Chaudhry Abdulal Mamun, ex-police chief of Bangladesh, who became the state witness and was sentenced to imprisonment in the case. Considering the verdict on today's schedule, there was a heightened security measures in Dhaka and surrounding sub-district of the Bangladesh. But after the verdict, the situation is very tense and law and order situation was already fragile, and verdict may have a major implication in the coming days election, which is scheduled in first half of the February next year.
Right. Thank you, Naval, for that update. Well, moving on, in Saudi Arabia, 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims have been killed after a passenger bus carrying them from Makkah to Medina collided with a diesel tanker early this morning. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy has expressed deep shock over the accident. In a release, the Chief Minister said, initial reports indicate that many of the passengers in the bus hailed from Hyderabad. He instructed the State Chief Secretary and DGP to find out the details of the victims in the bus accident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the meeting of Northern Zonal Council, NZC, of Faridabad in Haryana today. The council comprises the states and union territories of Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh. Chief Ministers of Delhi, Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and Lieutenant Governors of Jammu and Kashmir, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir. During the meeting, a moment of silence was observed to pay tribute to the victims of the Delhi Red Fort blast. Coordination among the state governments, water-sharing issues and development work was discussed in the meeting. A Delhi court today sent Amir Rashid Ali, an accused in the Red Fort blast case, to 10-day custody of the National Investigation Agency, NIA. A resident of Kashmir, Ali is accused of conspiring with suicide bomber Umar Muhammad Nabi. He was produced before the principal district and sessions judge. The court granted the NIA's request for his custodial interrogation. The NIA arrested Ali yesterday, in whose name the car used in the attack was registered. Indian public sector oil companies have signed a one-year deal of import liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the United States. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the companies will import around 2.2 million tons per annum of LPG, which will be sourced from the U.S. Gulf Coast. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended higher for the sixth day in a row. The Sensex rose 388 points to close at 84,951, while the Nifty advanced 103 points to settle at 26,013. In shooting, India clinched a double podium in the women's 10-meter air pistol and added a silver in the men's event at the 2025 Deaf Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. Anuya Prasad won gold and set a world record with Deaf Olympic score of 241.1. Pranjali Dhumal secured silver. In the men's 10-meter air pistol event, Avinav Deshwal added silver for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.